We are live at Do Good Day at Ferg's on Saturday the 29th, and with me right now is Jill from Squirrely AF Rescue. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. What a great event.
Tell us a little bit about your animal rescue organization.
Well, I started out about 8 years ago just specializing in squirrels, and in the last 3 years or so, I expanded and started doing opossums, raccoons, and ducks. I basically take in any displaced wildlife or hurt ones from either car accidents, poisonings, dog attacks, just about anything, nurse them back to health, and get them back out into the wild. And if it's baby squirrels, 9 out of 10 times it's from tree trimmers cutting down nests or storms coming through, and same thing, I get them rehabbed and raised and back out into the wild.
Tell us a little bit about, for our listeners, what they should do if they find baby squirrels and some tips for living happily with your squirrels.
Well, first of all, everybody thinks it's bad to feed them. It's okay to feed them. Just feed them farther away from your house, I recommend, because if you do stop feeding them, they get very upset and want to come knocking on your door or tearing into your screens. Just any bird seeds, corn, stuff like that. As far as when you find a baby squirrel, the best thing to do is put it back out by the tree that you found it from, and you look up on YouTube, baby squirrel cries, and you play it through either a Bluetooth speaker or your phone, and mom will come back and grab her babies. She makes a bunch of backup nests for this situation exactly. Even if it's a storm, you can bring the babies in the house. It is okay to touch them. Mom will still take them back days later. If you play that baby squirrel cries for at least an hour and mom does not come back, then you want to reach out and find a rehabber.
So tell us a little bit about how people can find out more about you on your website.
Yes, I'm at squirrelyaf.org. I do not have Facebook anymore, but you can find me on TikTok, Patreon, and then my website, which will list ways to donate from Venmo, Cash App, sending checks, lists of wish list items from everywhere from Chewy to Amazon, Walmart, everywhere. We're constantly looking for donations for food, supplies, everything. I've got about 60 animals right now by myself, and it's all 100% run on donations.
So if you're nuts about squirrels, you really want to check out Squirrely AF. Jill, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.